recent report from the housing site Trulia ranks at the Atlanta metro area 8th in the country for house flipping. In 2016, they found 7.9% of all home sales in Atlanta were flips. That's a jump from the year before. With me to talk about this via Skype is Ralph McLaughlin, chief economist for Trulia. Hi, Ralph.
Hi, Celeste. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for joining us. House flipping is when you buy it in order to, as quickly as possible, resell it for a higher price, right?
Yeah, that's right. We define a flip as a property that's sold twice in 1 year. So even though the goal may be to buy it, renovate it, and sell it as quickly as possible, you know, that can take time. As quickly as possible can be anywhere from, you know, 15 days to a year. So that's how we measure flips.
Is house flipping, I mean, regardless of what it does for the person, whether they make may make a lot of money for an individual, but is it good for a healthy housing economy for the city?
You know, broadly speaking, yes, but it depends. If flipping activity is occurring because investors are actually making improvements to homes, we actually think that's a good thing because that means homes that were in poorer shape are being flipped and made into, you know, better quality homes. You know, they're being put into better shape. If however, investors are just buying homes, sitting on them, and waiting for prices to rise, we actually don't think that's a good thing because that is pure speculation.
Which one of those is happening in Atlanta?
That is the million-dollar question. You know, our anecdotal evidence suggests that actually it's more likely to be the former. That is, it's more likely that investors are actually adding value to homes. You know, teasing this out is one of the most difficult things. We weren't, unfortunately, able to do it for Atlanta, but we did look at the other poster child for flipping, which is Las Vegas. And actually, homes in Vegas that were flipped, a larger share of them have actually had work done on them, official work, permitted work, than any time in the past 16 years. So, you know, if Atlanta is any, you know, if there's any similarities with Atlanta to Las Vegas in that regard, we think, you know, more flips are actually having work done to them, and that's a good thing.
Now, I had thought that the housing prices in Atlanta were going up pretty high, pretty quickly. Does that encourage house flipping because the prices are rising, or discourage it because prices are rising?
Yeah, you know, we think rising prices actually does encourage flipping. So even though rising prices may make it somewhat more difficult for a flipper to actually buy a house because it's more expensive, rising prices does give a buffer. It gives a safety net for someone looking to flip a house. So say, for example, you know, I were to buy a house and want to flip it. Maybe I'm thinking, you know, I can do it in 3 or 4 or 5 months, and I buy the house and I suddenly realize I don't know what I'm doing. If prices have gone up in that time, even if I didn't do anything to the house, I probably still wouldn't lose. I might not come out that much ahead, but I wouldn't lose. And, you know, prices in Atlanta have actually grown very, very strongly over the past 3 years. Between 2014 and 2015, prices were up by about 10%. Over the last couple of years, they were up by about 8% and 7%. And, you know, that's pretty strong growth, and that does provide substantial buffer for those looking to flip homes.
Although it does make things more expensive for just a regular home buyer. That is Ralph McLaughlin. He's chief economist for the housing site Trulia. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Celeste.
The new report from Trulia suggests Atlanta is among the top cities with a lot of house flipping activity. Just ahead, we'll talk about the history of airports and Jim Crow segregation. This is On Second Thought.